Election Night, I'm Jude Lynn Milley. NBC News is projecting Republican Governor Larry Hogan the winner in the Maryland governor's race.
The network is reporting the popular incumbent has dodged the so-called blue wave predicted nationwide, winning an historic victory in a state where Democrats outnumber Republicans 2-1. Hogan is the first Republican governor to win re-election in Maryland since Theodore McKeldin in 1954. Hogan's Democratic challenger, Ben Jealous, eked out an unlikely victory in the Maryland primary over Prince George's County Executive Sharon Baker. I'm Jill Powell.
Senator Ben Cardin won his U.S. Senate race against Republican challenger Tony Campbell. In the House race in the 1st District, it looks like Republican Andy Harris will keep his seat.
With 12% of the precincts reported in, Representative Andy Harris is holding the lead with 56% over Democratic challenger Jesse Colvin at 43%. Andy Harris currently holds the only GOP seat in the Maryland delegation. I'm Ron Stafford.
In Delaware, Democratic Senator Tom Carper defeated Republican candidate Rob Arlett in what is considered a major victory for the Democratic Party. In Texas, the lead between Beto O'Rourke and incumbent Senator Ted Cruz keeps changing by the minute. The candidates are in a virtual tie at 49%. In Georgia, Brian Kemp is leading Stacey Adams in the race for governor, 55-43%. This is the Maryland News Network.